Well, good morning, saints of God. This is Ty Moore bringing you online Bible school with Grace Institute. And we are in a brand new week sharing with you on releasing the Spirit. Now, our lesson is still on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. As we are awakened to the righteousness of God that is in us. So the theme of our year, we want to always keep in front of you to let you know that everything that we share with you is going to be from the aspect of the righteousness of God that we have in Christ Jesus. So the theme of our year, as we've been indicating to you all this year, is that awaken to righteousness. Now, what do we mean by awaken? That means to rouse your understanding into a new way of thinking, a new identity that you have received. So we are rousing your understanding to get you to know that the life that you now have inside of you does not have anything to do with the life that is around you. Because the life that's on the inside of you is so much higher. And it's not filled with ups and downs, you know, highs and lows. The life that we have in us now is filled with the life of God. Amen. And so God has given us his life so that we can experience life every day, every moment of the day. So you can always look within you and you can draw life from God in every occasion that you are being faced with in this very day. There are some days that things will be more challenging, things will be more difficult, but when you know that you have the light of life on the inside of you, as John 1:4 talks about, then you are able to draw from that well of John 7:37, talking about that well of living water. You'll be able to draw from that well, and then all of a sudden now, what seems to be a headache, what seems to be a hiccup, you're able to override it. Why? Because you have awakened. You awakened the life of whose you are to the life that's around you, that's trying to sustain you in a place where defeat is, where a place of mediocrities are. We don't live a mediocrative life. We live a victorious life because Christ in us, amen? And so knowing that we are the righteousness of God, we're gonna have to learn how to release the power of the Holy Spirit within us to do what? To live the victorious life. Because you see, you know, I'm awakened to righteousness. We all are because you are born of God. So the righteousness of God is already in you. So you're not trying to gain his righteousness or right standing. You were made that. But now that I am made that, I still have issues that I have to be confronted with. I have to deal with finances from time to time. I have to deal with an illness from time to time. I have to deal with emotions from time to time. Just some of the things that we have to deal with on an ongoing basis may not be all in the chronological order that I mentioned, but from time to time, these things will come up. So what is the answer? So when you learn to release the power that be in you, then what happened is that you're drawn from a life that is already filled with God's sufficiency. And so when we draw from the well of sufficiency that is within us, then we're able to do what? To continue to live life on a scale from here and not live down here. Why? Because I can draw from within to give me the strength, to give me the wisdom, to give me the understanding that I need to do what? To continue to walk victoriously. See, I'm already victorious, amen, because I'm born of God. But to demonstrate the victorious life, My body is that temple. My body is that is my spiritual worship. So therefore, I put on Christ, if I could say that. What I'm doing, I'm bringing forth within me, and I'm putting it on. I'm allowing it to be displayed up on me. Amen. And so what it does, it removes whatever bad feelings, it removes whatever indecisiveness I may have, it removes all anxiety, all weariness, all heaviness. Are you following what I'm saying? And it put me in a place where I can walk in the light. I can walk in truth. Why? I'm not looking at per se what's around me, but I am drawing from the light of life that is within me, and it's giving me light. It's giving me understanding. And so as I walk by faith, and when I say by faith, I'm walking by the truth of the word that has been made known to me, then I'm not afraid anymore. Amen. So as we get into this lesson this week about releasing the power of God that is within you, I'm going to show you how to go about releasing this power that's already in you. And it is more simple than what you probably give yourself credit. You thinking that there's a lot of things you got to do to release the power. Once I begin to show you how to release the ability of God that's in you, you're going to say, I've been walking with this all this time. And as simple as this is all I have to do. Yeah. When I show it to you, you'll recognize why. Because God didn't make anything complicated. We as humans have, because I guess it was the best way of we trying to explain God, trying to explain his way. But I've learned a few things. I stumbled up on a few things. And something that I walked in, not completely light, but I discovered the fullness of it going that way. Why? Because my heart was right. And because when your heart is right, then God can show you his way in a complete revelation, because you're looking for it. You're hungry for it. And so here, in sharing with you and releasing the power of the Holy Spirit, let's show you how Jesus did this when he ministered to the leper. Okay, so our way of releasing the Holy Spirit within us, it doesn't matter what the situation is. In this matter here, it's going to be that this man had leprosy. And then we'll show you about the centurion, how this man came and stood for his servant to be healed, because his servant meant a lot to him. And now that his servant is down ill, this man knew that I can't do without him. And so we'll show you these stories right here in two different light. But my point is teaching you how to release the spirit of Christ that's in you on no matter what it is. This is in this matter, it's leprosy. So let's pray. Let's make our faith confession and get into the lesson. So say it out loud with me. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever, whom the Lord has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. So I want to say good morning to you once again, and let's look over here. Go with me, if you have your Bibles, go with me to Matthew chapter 8. And this story right here, Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 3 or 4, I'm going to show you the same lesson here in the book of Mark 1:41. So you might want to get your finger there, because I'm going to go right over there once I read this, because I want you to see it from two different perspectives. Same healing, but I want to show you how you're releasing the power of God. Notice this. It says, when he had come down from the mountain, a great multitude followed him. Well, now when he had come down from the mountain, in other words, Jesus came down from a time of just prayer, a time of quietness, a time of being with the Father. And I think every one of us as believers need that time. Amen. You need to have time that you could just get away and get quiet. Why? Because just like anything, you have to be recharged. It wasn't the spiritual side of Jesus that needed to be recharged. But it was his humanity that needed to be recharged. Sometimes it might be just he need rest because he is a man. He's God, but he's in a physical body. So the body have to have rest. Amen. The body have to have a time, have to have a way of replenishing. So God will, you know, give us that right to do what? To replenish ourselves, to get away from ministry for certain days or whatever, to do what? To replenish yourself. Amen. And so here, you know, it said when he come down from the mountain, notice it said, behold, there came a leper. This is something that we would consider as unclean, something that is contagious. You know, people who have colds and may have the flu or whatever it is, you know, it can be contagious, you know, because of the germ around, because, again, because of that fallen identity. Okay, and so therefore we are more adaptable to these things that can happen in the natural. But because you are born again and you are filled with the Spirit of God, notice this, you are able to do what? To walk in these, when you're releasing the power of God, you're able to walk in a realm where these things won't touch you. It doesn't matter if I'm standing by someone who has a bad cold or someone who got flu symptoms and they're very weak. Well, it can't come on me. Now, I'm getting ready to teach you the stand that why I could make this this confession of faith like this. It's not just a confession of faith. It's a way of living. And one of the reasons why I can say that, because, again, I've learned some things of how to stand on the Word of God right in the midst of anything there is. So how do I make that stand against something like that? I'm going to read this to you out of the book of Proverbs chapter 91. I mean, not Proverbs, Psalm 91, which is something I believe Psalm 91 is what Ephesians 6:10 through 18 is to you and I out in the new covenant. But Psalm 91 is still profitable to you and I because notice this. It says here in Psalm 91, notice it. It says here that in verse 7, 1,000 may fall at thy side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. What shall not come near me? Any type of epidemic, any type of germ, any type of flu symptoms, whatever it may be, it shall not come nigh me. See, what am I doing? Why can I say that? Because I'm releasing the one who made all things right. I'm releasing that life. So therefore, what am I doing? I'm partaking, I'm putting on that life that overcame all manner of sickness, all manner of diseases. So therefore, if it tried to come to my house, it has to go around. Because why? Just as the Israelite, now think about this for a moment. I think this is in Exodus 12, something like that. That when God told Moses to get all the children of Israel to take the blood of a lamb and take that blood and put it on the lintel and on the side post of that house. And so when the death angel passed over, notice this, that death angel only represented, it was only, how should I say that? That death angel only paid attention to that blood of that lamb that was on that lintel. And why? Because it was God. That was a symbolic of the blood of Christ, not just your physical. That was a physical house where your house is both spiritual, physical, and the residence you live in. See, that was a typo. It did not, when that death angel passed over, it did not affect them in no way. It did not affect them physically. It did not affect the place where they were in. Why? Because God had given word and Moses commanded them to do what? To take that blood, put it on top of that, the doorposts and the lintel, and notice this. So the death angel that was supposed to destroy the firstborn of every living thing on the male side, it did not touch anything of Israel. It did not touch any firstborn of the descendant of the Israelite. Did not touch their animals, their firstborn. Nothing was touched. How could they be saved and the Egyptian not? What made the difference? They're obedient to the faith. They're obedient to the word. Now, Moses heard the word of the Lord, but then what Moses had to do, he had to release what God had said. You're not going to have any type of physical evidence to say, you know, I'm going to obey God. Your only evidence in releasing the power of God, the spirit that is inside of you, is going to be you being born of the spirit. You and I being filled with the spirit. That's your only light, your only strength. And if you, to be honest with you, it's all you need to do what? To be assured that when you release the glorious light of God that's in you, then guess what? As the scripture said right here in Psalm 91, and notice what it said again, 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. What am I doing? I'm releasing the life of the author of this book. It was his life that gave me this confidence. I'm not confident in myself, but I'm confident in what he did. I'm confident in what he said. I didn't see it. I wasn't there. You know what I'm saying physically? But because words have power, words have a way of getting your attention and putting you in a place of understanding, then I chose to receive that. And by acting on those words, then the Holy Spirit was able to quicken my heart, is able to quicken my understanding. And all of a sudden, now I see in my mind what I see in my spirit and what is true in the word. Are you understand what I'm saying? Notice the next verse. He said, only a spectator shall you be yourself inaccessible, you know, in the secret place of the Most High. So now we understand why I can say that, why no disease can come up on me, why no germ can touch my body, because I'm in that secret place. That secret place is hidden in him. What are you doing? You're releasing that's the power of the Spirit of God that's in you. You're releasing it up on you. It's sort of like if you, you know, in the natural, you know, my skin, it gets dry. Okay. So there's a certain lotion I can put on my skin. But even I see now I'm talking to you now. It's just like, you know, now I'm, as I'm speaking to you, I could see myself. What I just told you, I take this lotion. See, I'm looking to this lotion to do what? To soften my skin. Well, I can release the power of God's word to do the same thing what the lotion can do. I just got convicted of that. I'm speaking to you. Now, it doesn't make no big deal. It's not a big deal if I use lotion or not. But what I'm saying is that this is how you become more bolder, more confident, and you're doing things that won't take away from you. Things, if I don't use a lotion, if I don't, my skin is not healed from speaking the word, I won't pass out, I won't die. But what are you doing? You're learning to exercise that belief, that faith. The power of the spirit that's in you to do what? If Jesus did it all, then guess what? This dry skin is like, it's under the curse too. Because God made everything perfect. He made everything new when Jesus went to the cross. He put us back in a place that we could just draw from the word. Whatever I lack, whatever is standing off from me, I now have that right to say to my skin, and I'm saying to it now by faith, dry skin, you become the right oil is being released in my body, in my skin, so that it won't be dry. Now, that's the simple thing, but this is how you release that power that's in you because you're growing. Now, if you don't choose to do that, that's not a big deal. So I don't want your feathers to get ruffled on that, but this is how it happened. And the more you believe in something according to the word of God, and everything is based on according to the power that is at work in you. So the more that power is at work, that power would be the more of you, your faith, your belief in what Jesus did for you, then God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond that, is what I'm saying. And so when you see that in Psalm 91, and notice this, I'll read a couple more of this. And he said, notice this, in verse, he said, you will only a spectator shall you be yourself, inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High. See, inaccessible, you can't be touched. God, why? And he said, notice this, as you witness the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your refuge. And notice this, the Most High, your dwelling place. See, why? Because I dwell in him. I dwell in him and he dwells in me. See, he made his home in me. So therefore, that's why what am I doing? I'm releasing the power. I'm releasing God's ability that's in me because I made him my dwelling place. Now, as a believer, all of us as a believer have this dwelling place on the inside. But what most of us won't do, we won't allow him to dwell in our heart, in our soul, in our mind, in our will, in our emotion, because that's the part of you that fluctuate. See, there's no fluctuation in your spirit, but there's much fluctuation in your thought, in your emotion. Or you follow what I'm saying? So what am I doing? I want my soul to be as much of a resource that I can draw from as my spirit. But in order for that to happen, I have to open the soulish part of me up to receive the glorious light that gave me this evidence, that gave me this strength, that gave me this way, so that my soul can now begin to walk in the same peace that my spirit is in. And then therefore, everything around me, notice that whatever it is, it's going to recognize what's on me. It's going to recognize it through my voice. And all of a sudden, I'm going to walk in the same truth that Jesus did when he was on the earth. Now let's go back over here to Matthew, just showing you this. Let's go back, and it says, again, it says, and behold, there came a leper. Okay, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thy will, thou canst make me clean. Now, he didn't know Jesus would, but he knew Jesus could. And it's the same thing about you and I. You say, well, you know, sometimes people have to have faith. No, as an unbeliever, they may not have no faith, but whether they have faith at all, I got faith. You got faith. I got the life of God in me. You have his life in you. So therefore, what are you doing? You're taking what's in you and you're releasing it on them. And before you know it, an unbeliever is more easier to get healed, delivered, than it is most of the time than a believer. Because why? He's going to let all of his teaching, all of his understanding, you know, come in place of, you know, I got to wait on this. I'm just trusting God. No, faith is always now. Either you received it or you didn't. Are you following what I'm saying? And so here, and look what Jesus said. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Wow. Notice what he did here. Jesus put forth his hand. Know the fact he did something, touched something that is unclean. He touched something that was contagious. He touched something that he himself can become a victim of. Can you imagine if you, the disciples themselves, I can imagine, they probably jumped back, because why? A person with leprosy is considered to be unclean, so you cannot be in society like that, freely roaming like that. But here this man said, he came, notice what the first thing he did. It said, behold, there came a leper and worshiped him. Oh my. In other words, that worship means he humbled himself and knew that, hey, if I'm going to be cleansed of this, God's power is in you. God's power is on you. It's the same thing today. You run across some person, not just a preacher, a believer that believes in this. You will come and humble yourself and say, sir, ma'am, look, I know that you're a believer. And I know that if you speak the word of God over me or whatnot, I could be healed. See, they may have that faith only in what you could do. And truly, as the believer, as the righteous of God, we do have it. And we have to learn how to do what? Let it go. What's in us. You're only letting go of the life that's in you. Now you have to have that confidence. You have to have revelation knowledge. That's what the soulish part of you comes in. Because it's your thought life. It's an unrenewed mind that will try to stop you from what? Releasing that. Because it will want you and I to look at, say, how long this been? Where you go to church at, this and that. None of that doesn't matter. Not at the moment. To get them healed, to get them delivered. None of that matters. All that matters is that when you release the Christ that's in you, the anointed of the anointed one in you, then everything gonna change in their life, because now the evidence of what they believe for has come to pass. And now you got their attention. Are you following what I'm saying? Watch this. He's saying, Lord, if thy will. See, when he said Lord, he knew that this man, Jesus, to say Lord, he knew that he was Lord over sickness, Lord over disease. He didn't already heard about Jesus. The same thing about the woman with the issue of blood when she heard of him. So she didn't come to Jesus knowing she herself was unclean. She didn't take a chance to come enter into public, crawling on her knees into that crowd, knowing that she could have been stoned to death. But she knew, either I could continue to be like this the rest of my life, or I can take this chance and do what? And touch the hem of his garment. It wasn't so much of touching his garment. It was just touching him, because why? She did it in a belief of saying, if I may touch the hem of his garment. That's where her faith was. But the virtue didn't come out it came out the garment, but the virtue came from him. Jesus was wearing the garment, but the virtue came from him through his clothes that he was wearing. Why? Because there was no unbelief in him. He was walking in faith. He was walking in the realm of the spirit, just like you and I. See, you can have a bad day, but at the same time, it doesn't affect your spirituality, because your spirituality is not affected by your day. Your spirituality is from God. And when you look within yourself under God, then all of a sudden, whatever bad day going on, whatever's going on that's bad, it will override it, because you're no longer concentrating on it. You're no longer thinking on it. You're thinking on the life that's on the inside. So when that woman came in, she said, Lord. I mean, this man said, Lord. He knew that Lord means you're a ruler over all. I didn't come to you haphazard. I came to you because I knew. That's why he said, I know you could, you can make me clean if you will. He knew Jesus could, but he didn't know would he. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? And so no one that you and I come across should ever have to make that statement. Because why? We have the blessing, the anointing of the anointed one of our Lord that healed this leper. The same anointing that was released on this leper is now being released. It's inside of you and I, waiting and looking to be released on situations, sickness, circumstances, or whatever in the life that you and I, the realm that you and I live in. You and I may never run across anyone with leprosy. We're not looking for anyone, but it doesn't make a difference what it is. Well, my point is to show you that because the Lord of Lords, the Spirit of the Lords of Lord live inside of you, then guess what? I can release the same faith because it is his faith. I can release the same anointing because it is his anointing. Because that's what he went to the cross for. He had this before, but he went to the cross so that when he got up 3 days later, now we ourselves qualify. Now, Jesus being the firstborn from the dead, meaning he had to be born again too, because his spirit was made sin for you and I. And so through him being the firstborn of the dead, from spiritual death to spiritual life, then we too now partaking of that same anointing. So now every yoke and every burden is destroyed because of that anointing. So you and I bear the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have his anointing in this earthen body, in this vessel right now. You can release the healing power of God, the miraculous power of God, the victorious life of God, anytime you want to. You just got to make your mind up and live in a certain way, in a certain light. I didn't say you weren't going to be attacked. I didn't say you're not going to be assaulted. I'm not saying you won't be, you know, things won't come against you. Because you live in a physical world that where Adam, what took place with the first Adam. But because Jesus being the second and final Adam, that means Jesus came and established the kingdom of God. And so because we have it, we can always draw from that life. And that life that's in us from the kingdom of God that Jesus came to establish, God's order, God's original intent, we can draw from that well. That's where you get alone. That's where your time of getting alone, go and pray. Pray in the spirit. Pray to understand it. Sing songs before your Father. Why? Because what is it? It's renewing your mind. It's strengthening your inner man. It's preparing you to do what? To go back and release what's in your spirit. My spirit don't need to be strengthened. My spirit don't need to be recharged. It could never be depleted. But my body can. My emotions can. Well, you understand what I'm saying? My body can become physically tired, and then you make mistakes and you do dumb things. So you have to have that time where you can do what? Recoup. Revive. Because it's a physical part of me. It's the emotional part of me that needs to be strengthened. And so when I'm rested, I can always open my spirit. Allow my spirit to just do what? To infiltrate my soul, my body, my mind, my will, my emotion. And therefore, now I'm strengthened again in that might. I'm strengthened in that fellowship. I'm strengthened in that ability that's in me. And now I'm able to go back and start releasing again, releasing again, releasing again, whatever. Whatever the nature of the case may be. In this case, it was this man that had leprosy. And he said, Lord, if thy will, see, he didn't know what would he, but if thy will, thou canest. See, he didn't have no doubt that Jesus could. And that's what the church, that's what you and I as the body of Christ. People should never have a doubt. Could we help them? Could we bring help? Could we cause their mind to be sound, all anxieties, all all double-mindedness, all whatever, autism, you know, your mind is affected by something that dramatically, no, that's, they know, they say, I know you can, but will you? See, if this person knew what Jesus could do, but didn't know whether or not he would, it's the same spirit in us. And the world may not see or know that we can, because we as the church, you know, we're not as boastful, we're not as forthgoing, we're not as forth, going as we ought. And the reason is because, well, I don't know their condition, or well, what if they did? So see, you still, now you're in flesh, because you're trying to see it from your ability. You're trying to see, you know, from your, from your learning. It won't work. In your best day, you're still going to fall short. You cannot deal with these conditions with a moral perspective. This is spiritual. You have to deal with this from a lifestyle that has overcome all the works of the devil. And you have to live in that realm, and you have to stay in that realm. When you live in the spirit, you can enjoy both worlds at the same time. Because the realm of the flesh, this natural realm, was made from the word of God. It just got contaminated. It just got off course in some meaning. But because you and I are the sons and daughters of God in the earth, guess what? We're called here to replenish. We're called here to restore. We're called here to be gate watchers, gatekeepers, watchmen over what God has put into your hand. So when something that's not supposed to be come in your atmosphere, come in your house or whatever, you have that anointing on you, in you, not only just on you, but you have it in you. That anointing will rise up, and it will remove, eradicate whatever is wrong, whatever's out of order. And you don't have to wait and see. When Jesus spoke to the fig tree, he didn't wait to see. Would the tree die? He already knew. He was drawn from the eternal God that's inside of him. And that's what you and I, you got to draw from the eternal God, the eternal word of God that's on the inside of you. And when you release that by faith on that which is afflicted, on that which is less dead, then all of a sudden the power behind the words you speak, the Holy Ghost, who will testify of the work of Jesus, will get on that person, and they too will become a believer. They too will witness the goodness of God. And let me finish this. And notice this. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. Notice this. He put forth his hand and he touched him. What did Jesus do? When he touched him, notice this. At the same time, he touched him, saying, what was Jesus? He was releasing the power of God. He was confident of the one that's in him, confident of the one that was upon. He released by saying. He was releasing and saying at the same time, notice it, I will. Be thou cleansed. That don't sound very spiritual. I know we don't speak into thee and thou, but be cleansed. That will be us. Be cleansed now in the name of Jesus. See, we say in that name because that's what gave us this confidence. That's what put us back in right standing. That's what put us back in this guarantee that when I say in the name of Jesus, I'm releasing from the power, that power that's in me. See, I'm releasing from that power that's in me in that name. So when I say in the name of Jesus, notice that he said, I will, saying at the same time. He touched him and said at the same, I will be cleansed. I will. Somebody asked me, I can make you whole. Now, you know, I can't make nobody whole in myself, but what am I doing? I'm taking what he did. I'm taking what he deposited in me. I'm using his goods on the sick, on the deaf, on the pain, on the afflicted. It's not my power, but I will. It's in me, the power that is working in me, his power working in me. I will. That's what Jesus was doing. The power that come from the Father that was working in his humanity, he did. And the leper was cleansed. Look, my time is coming and gone. I'm going to show you read the same story, but I'm going to do it to you and show it to you in Luke. And then we'll talk about how the centurion itself, how Jesus, the power of God, was released to hear the centurion's servant. What am I saying to you? If you are a believer, you are the righteousness of God, and releasing this power of the spirit-filled life, yes, you need to be filled with the Spirit of God. To do what? To have that confidence, because your natural mind is gonna fight you. Now, do I really need to be filled with the Spirit of God to bring forth healing to a person? Not exactly. Because I got the Spirit of God in me, but the thing about it is that, you know, I have to wait to that power come up on me, do I get enough confidence when that power is already inside of you. See, there's a difference here. Under the old covenant, that's why we look at the old covenant and think it's so glorious, because that power only came up on them for the assignment, for the moment. Whereas you and I have the power of God living in us 24/7. Oh my. So you, what you're doing, you're releasing that power from within. Amen. So I encourage you today. It's already in you. Just keep walking in it. Praise God. Love you, Brother George. And look, we love you. I thank God for you. And we're going to jump on this lesson, God willing, tomorrow morning. We'll pick it back up. And if you enjoy this, you want to listen to it again, it will be uploaded on a podcast called Grace Institute Online Bible School, and you can go and upload this, whatever your podcast may be, you know. So until the next time, may God's best and his favor be with you. We'll do it again tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone.